Good morning. Today's daf in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. We're starting today on Lamed Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. The lines are getting wide. Lines get even wider. So we're at the point now where the lines are at its widest. We are two lines down from there. And we're starting with the words called Mitzvah Sa'av. We are talking about the Mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. The reason why we're talking about the Mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em is because the Mishnah we saw back on Chaf Tes. That's not yesterday's daf. That's 2 days ago. So introduced us to the mitzvahs that apply to father to son, and then the reverse, son to father. So we went through on daf chav tes and on daf lamed the mitzvahs that apply from the father to the son. The mitzvahs of bris milah, pidgin haben, limud haTorah, hisiya isha, and lalamda umnas. So those five mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are incumbent on the father to do to his son. Now, so we go in the other direction. Now we're talking about the mitzvahs that the son has to do for the father, and let's get underway. So Michael mitzvah zav alaben. So first of all, we're looking for pshat in the Mishnah. This is the second time we're doing this. We did it on the first half of the Mishnah, and we're going to do the same thing on the second half of the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah's language is a bit ambiguous, and so therefore the Gemara seeks clarity. Michael mitzvah zav alaben ilema. Call mitzvah the mechayv abalama abed leberei. Maybe we're talking about mitzvahs that the father is obligated to do to his son. So nashim chayavus v'atanya av chayav b'bno l'amolu l'vdoso. So aviv in imo lo can't be, because we know that these mitzvahs are exclusive and specific to the father, not to the mother. So therefore, I'm Rav Yudah Achikamer kol mitzvahs avam mitalos alaben la'asos la'aviv echad nashim v'echad nashim chayavim. And so therefore, what the Mishnah must mean is that we're going in the other direction. Mitzvahs av al haben are the mitzvahs that are on the son for the father. Okay, whatever. It's a little choppy, but that's what the Mishnah means. And by the way, at this point in time, we knew this already. And meaning it's just a short curiosity. Meaning once we've established that the first half of the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvahs of the father to the son, there ain't nothing left. In other words, obviously now we're going in the other direction. Why the Gemara had to now clarify that point here again, a little bit unclear. But anyway, we're going to go on. Tanila hadatan rabbanan. So the Gemara now is going to quote a braisa that's going to be supportive of this idea that when we're going now up in the upwards direction of mitzvahs of child to father, it is not limited to the son, but it includes the daughter as well. So the pasuk says. Now the pasuk reads ishimo v'aviv tirau. This is in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Gemara darshins. Ein li ela ish. I would have thought that maybe this only applies to a man over here, meaning son. Isha minayin, how do I know that a daughter has a mitzvah as well? So kishu amr tira'u harekan shnayim. So the tira'u is plural, which means that it's both for the son and for the daughter. So imke matam alam ish sipek biyada la'asos, isha ain't sipak biyada la'asos, mimnei shirishos acher malaham. The reason why we say isha as opposed to isha is because there are going to be times in a woman's life where she's simply not going to be able to do the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, notably when she's married. In other words, when she's married, so there's going to be decisions that she needs to make, executive decisions. Who am I serving? Am I going to be serving my husband? Or am I going to be serving my father and my mother? And over here, the service for husband is going to override, it's going to supersede service for her parents. So because a woman is going to be at a large part of her life, Yirtzeh Hashem, a woman is going to be now encumbered and not be able to devote herself to the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. That's why the Torah says the word ish, because ish, meaning that a man is always going to be in a position where he could be mechabed his parents. Am ravidi barav and am rav nizgar shneim shavim. Once a woman is divorced, so now she is no longer encumbered to be mishamish her husband, and now she can go ahead and she can serve her parents unencumbered by having a husband. Okay, shneim shavim, they're both equal, meaning son and daughter now are going to be equal in terms of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. It's a strange language, meaning... Right, l'chora, what the Gemara should just simply say is that when she's divorced, she no longer has a husband. Right? Why the Gemara uses the language of shneim shavim? Obviously, the Gemara is driving at something. I'm just teasing it. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we continue. Nemar kabedis avicha v'esimecha. Nemar kabedis hashemei onecha. So, hishva kasuv kibud av va'em l'chvod hamakom. Okay, so honoring your parents is equated. It's equivalent to honoring a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ishimo v'aviv tirao nemar es Hashem alkecha tira voso savod. Hishva kasumaros av'eim lamaros amakom. And the same thing is true regarding Yira. Okay, tomorrow's daf, right? Come back, please, tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to articulate and give voice to the differences between the mitzvah of kibud av'eim and mora, and Yira's av'eim. So So we'll do more of that tomorrow. So right now we're just alluding, and I'm assuming that everyone here knows the difference between the two. All right, no assumptions need to be made. Just come back tomorrow. We'll do it again, and we'll be much clearer. So Nemar Mekala Avi V'Ima Mosi Mas V'Nemar Ish Ki Kalel Elokav V'Nasachetal Ish V'Akasa Birchos Aveim LeBirchos Makom. And in terms of cursing, same thing. In other words, cursing your parents is equivalent to cursing God. It's both going to be tantamount to an act of blasphemy. Vadi Yefshar. Now, what about hitting? There is an Isser in the Torah to hit your parents. You hit your parents, it's a and you draw blood. That is a capital offense. So can we equate that to hitting a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So here the Brisa says obviously not. Obviously. In other words, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not corporal. So there's just simply nothing to talk about. So on 3 points they are equivalent. On the fourth point, just simply not applicable. V'chein bedin sheshoshem shutvim bo. And the Gemara says is that we have the three partnership. Shlosha shutvim bo. The Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Nida. Mefarsh bebrayse bemaseches Nida. I'm looking at the last Rashi on the Amud. Ish mazri aluban shabo. Isha mazras odam shabo. So in terms of white and red, so the father's contribution is the white, the mother's contribution is the red. Okay, if we were learning the Gemara Nida, I would explain this a little bit better. In other words, but just simply say that the physical composite of a child is going to be from both the contribution of father and mother. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nofech bo neshama, mare ayin u'shmias ozen v'dibor. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? So he gives us all of our spiritual attributes and our cognitive attributes. Okay, so the Gimel Shutafim Bo. So there are three partners. So in this three partnership, so there's going to be a lot of areas in which they're going to be equated. See above. We continue. Ten Rabban Shoshu Shutafim Heim Ba'Adam Kadosh Baruch Hu Va'Vivimo. Three partners in the creation, the formation of a person. Mother, father, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bizman sha'adam ha'chabed es aviv yizimu amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'alani alem ki'ilu darte b'neihem v'chibduni. When a child honors his mother and father, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, good. In other words, it's as if they're honoring me, meaning I am also a partner in this venture. And so by you honoring your parents, you're honoring Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya Rebbe Omer galu v'yadu lefnei mishamar v'haya olam. Natural inclinations. A son is going to be more inclined to honor his mother more than his father. Because the mother just simply is nicer. Rashi writes over here, oso. So the mother just is softer and nicer, and so therefore there will be a natural resonating towards the mother. And so honoring your mother is going to be easier. And therefore, when the Torah introduces us to the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim, the Torah puts the father in front of the mother, because by the mother it's normal. You're already at the point where you want to honor her. With the father, it's going to be a little bit more challenging. Torah says, I understand that. Torah says, therefore, kibud av v'eim. And v'galu v'yadu l'fnei mishamar v'hayo olam shaben misari me'aviv yoser me'imo mimnei malam do Torah. And in terms of inclination of Yira, so we're going to be more inclined to fear our father than our mother. So why? Because the father teaches the son Torah. And teaching the son Torah is in other words, the rules and restrictions and the do's and the don'ts. And so when you are coming like that, so obviously you're going to command more fear naturally. Once again, the Torah recognizes that in the Torah. Therefore, when introducing us to Yira, the mitzvah of fearing your parents, puts mom in front of dad. And so when a child does not honor his mother and father, Kadosh Baruch Hu at that point says, "Good, it's good that I'm not there." In other words, there will be a seal of kashchina. The divine presence will move away from such a home. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, had I been there, I would have been provoked, and I'd rather not. In terms of this idea of Siluk Shechina, the Gemara is going to divert for just a couple of moments. Number one, the Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that anyone who violates an Aver B'Seser over here just simply means that he thinks nobody knows. So it's like you're pushing away the Raglei Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. Uncle Moshe taught us that. Mm-hmm. So so you think no one's there, and meanwhile, that's not true. Kadosh Baruch Hu's there. Shenem Rekor Mar Hashem Hashemayim Kisiv Arutz Hadom Raglai. So the Shechina is Nimsa B'chol Makom, and so as a result of that, you think that you are doing it undetected. You're not undetected. I'm Rav Yishuv Malev Asaladim Shealech Arba Amos Become a Zekufa. Shenem Ar Melo Chol Arutz Kivoda. Kadosh Baruch Hu fills up all the Makom, and as a result of that, so you cannot walk with an upright posture. Walking with an upright posture gives the impression that, there's no Shechina over here. So in other words, what you need to do is that you need to be humbled. And from the Gemara, simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like even physically a little bit lower. Okay, so anyone who corrects you for your posture, I get this unfortunately too often. So you could at least quote the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph. But the truth of the matter is I should probably walk with a better posture. A Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua Lamazgar Ba'amos Begilu Erosh Amr Shechina Lamala Miroshi. Ravuna would not walk four Amos without his head being uncovered. In other words, he would always have his head covered. He said, Shechina Lamala Miroshi, the Shechina is above. And so therefore, in order to keep a constant awareness of the fact that the Shechina is above me, so I'm going to have my head covered at all times. Head coverings, otherwise known as kippahs. So is that me'ikar adin? Is that according to the strict letter of the law? Is that a midas chasidus? Is it an act of piety which is not required by everybody? Now, this question and this stage of our Jewish identity is kind of a moot point because it's minhag Yisrael, meaning it's a Jewish custom for Jewish men to have their head covered. So if it's a minhag, so at that point in time, it's what we do, we're not to veer from a minhag. But the question still is a valid question in terms of whether or not this is a strict letter of the law or it's just midas chasidus. There is much to discuss about that. We are going to go on. Shal ben Amana Achas is Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we're back to the mitzvahs of kibud av v'aim. I'm going to admit we're going to go over a lot of interesting stories. Some of them I will be able to present and explain well. Some of them are going to be a little bit of a struggle. I say that in anticipation of the first story that we're about to see together. Okay, kibud av v'aim is not easy. And I'm saying that both practically, and I'm saying that even in terms of the Gemara itself. And some of the stories that we're going to be treated to this morning in terms of the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. It's difficult, just for obvious reasons. So Shabbat Amanachas is Rabbi Eliezer Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim V'Imo Omer Ashkeni Mayim Eza Mayim Kodim. So a Ben Amana, so he was the son of a widow, which means that he lost his father. And and he's asking Rabbi Eliezer the following question, you know, my father says Ashkeni Mayim. So my father says, go and get me a drink. And your mother says the same thing as well. So which one should come first? Now, over here, by the way, to understand the Gemara, so it would have been much better had we'd been there and we heard the proper tone in which this question was being asked. Meaning, if you're learning Gemara and you're learning the halacha and you want to know what the halacha is, so obviously this is a perfectly reasonable question to ask. The problem over here is that when he was asking Rabbi Eliezer, so again, tonally, it's hard to say because we didn't hear the question, but it's from the context of the Gemara, it's pretty clear. He was asking Rabbi Eliezer as a practical question. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that he didn't have a father. So in other words, he's coming to Rabbi Eliezer with a practical question, which was not practical. He didn't have a father. So Amar Lei Hanach Kvod Imcha Vaseh Kvod Avicha Shatav Imcha Chaim B'Kvod Avicha. So Rabbi Eliezer's answer at this point in time was, well, in other words, we know that if it's a choice between mother and father and who to be mechabed first, there is a mitzvah to be mechabed both, obviously. But if you have to prioritize, so the father goes before the mother, because anyway, your mother also needs to be serving your father. Balifne Rabbi Yoshua Amarlo Kach. So Amarlo Rabbi Nizgarsha Mahu. Okay, so he went to Rabbi Yoshua and he asked Rabbi Yoshua the same question as well. Okay, already you could tell something's a little bit off because he asked Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him he's going to Rabbi Yeshua with the same question, asking him the same question. Now Rabbi Yeshua gives him the same answer. And now after Rabbi Yeshua gives him the same answer, he says, okay, now what if they're divorced? So if they're divorced now, we no longer have the argument of, well, your mother needs to serve the father once they're divorced. So obviously that aspect is gone. So now what do I do? Okay, now again, the question in of itself is a fair question. It just happens to be that the fact that he's asking now a second opinion, the fact that it's not practical, the fact that he's making it sound like it's practical. So all that basically stirred the pot. So mahu. So amar le, so this is Rabbi Yeshua's response to this. Chal mi ben risei enecha nika sheben almanata. So I could tell that you've been crying a lot, and I could tell that you're a ben almana, that you're the child of a widow. And so I tell lahem mayim b'sefa v'kakeilem ketar negolim. And so what my recommendation is that what you should do is that you should put water in a bowl, leave the bowl in front of the two of them, and you should cluck like a rooster. Okay. Now, right. Correct. Now, obviously over here, what's happening? So what's happening over here is that, sometimes when you're annoyed, so you can communicate that in a number of different ways. Over here, sarcasm is, I don't normally recommend it, but, sometimes when, somebody comes over to you and asks you questions and only looking to bother you, so maybe it's appropriate. Not, in other words, just, you can end off the conversation with a sarcastic comment, and that would be fine. At least that's what it sounds like from the Gemara over here. In other words, the question was not he wasn't asking the question from a genuine place, and so therefore he didn't get a genuine answer. Okay. Darish Ula Rabba Pitcha de Benisia. My dechsiv yadu chashem kol machay aretz kishamu imre ficha. Lo nemer ela imre ficha. So imre ficha is lashon rabim. In other words, that's plural. And what we're looking to do right now is understand this pasuk in Tehillim. This is Kuf Lamed Ches, 138 in Tehillim. So the Malchei Eretz are all going to say, you know what? You're right. Because of Imrei Picha. Now, how do you understand Pshat? The Pshat goes like this. Pshat Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu Anochi V'lo Yelecha Amru Umoz Ha'olam L'chvod Atzmahu Daresh. Okay, so we get to Dibber number one. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. We get to Dibber number two. Nobody else. Okay, so at that point in time, the Umoz Ha'olam are unimpressed. Wholly unimpressed. Oh, I see. So this God of theirs, so basically he wants all the limelight. He wants all the attention. Ah, okay. We get it. Kevin Sha'amar, Kabbalah Zavicha Vesimecha Chazra Hodul Amar, so Rishonos. But then, Dibra number five. So Dibra number five, you have to honor your mother and your father. Wait one second. It's not all about him? Ah, so in other words, now they understand that this is not a self-serving attention-grabbing God, but this is a real deal. It's genuine. So once they hear Dibra number five, they go back to Dibras one and two, and they say, "Oh, correct." In other words, now we understand, and that's the Imrei Ficha. In other words, it took them a moment. It took them to hear five Dibras before they acknowledge that one and two are good. Rav Amar Mehacha Rosh Tevarcha Emes Rosh Tevarcha Velo Sof Tevarcha Ela. Sof tevarcha nika rosh tevarcha emes. Okay. And Rava makes the same point, but he uses a different pasuk in Tehillim. And this is from chapter 119, right? Rosh tevarcha, right? The first thing you say are emes. First things as opposed to the last things? No. In other words, once you hear the last things, you go back to the first and you're like, emes. Same point. Bomine Rav Ula ad hechen kibud aveim. Okay. What is the limits and what's the extent of kibud aveim? Okay, the mitzvah of kibud aveim, again, we'll come back tomorrow. We'll discuss this in much more detail tomorrow. So kibud is service. You're going to be serving your mother. You're going to be serving your father. So, and now that service is going to continue up until what point in time? Okay, the financial aspect of kibud aveim, so here my encouragement is not to come tomorrow, but to come 2 days from now. No, I take it back. It's tomorrow. Right? No, sorry. You're right, quick correction. That's tomorrow's daf, Lamed Beis. So we're going to be talking about the financial aspects. Whose credit card you have to take when honoring your parents? You can take your credit card or their credit card. We'll come that point we're coming to tomorrow. Right now, we're just talking about the actual service itself. How far do you have to go? So the Gemara is going to tell us two of probably the most famous stories in all of Shas. The stories regarding Dabba ben Nesina. Story number one. So Pamachas Bikshu Chacham and Prakmashia Bashishim Ribuschar Vahaya Mafteach Munach Tachas Mirasha Savshal Avivalotziaro. So the Chachamim asked for Prakmachia. They wanted merchandise. It happened to be the merchandise was 60 times 10,000 of 60 600,000 dinarim. And dinar is zahav, by the way. Okay. And it happens to be that the keys currently right now were under the head of his father, and his father was currently sleeping. So the and as a result of that, what he didn't want to do, he didn't want to wake his father and bother him. Okay, it kind of goes without saying, but let's say it. If he knows that when his father wakes up, his father's going to be angry, if he knows that, should wake his father. Should wake him up. In other words, the way you, right, this is important, by the way, we're going to say this a couple times in the course of today's daf. The way you honor your parents is the way they want to be honored. In other words, it is not just an objective, this is what you need to do, period. It is rather, you serve them in the way they want to be served. We'll talk more about that later on this morning. So over here, the Gemara telling the story, Gemara just simply making the point that even though you're going to be sacrificing significant money, as long as the father appreciates the service, so then that's what you're going to do. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel Shalu, it's Rabbi Eliezer, Adechen Kibra Aveim, Amar Lem Tzuru, Ma Asa, Ovi Kocha Mecha, La'avi Bashkum, V'damma Ben Nesina Shmo. And here we go now, second story regarding Damma Ben Nesina. So, Bikshim, Imen Chocham, Ma'avanim La'efod, Bishishim Ribu Ischar. So what they wanted was the stones for the ephod. Right? On the ephod goes 12 precious stones. And so it happened to have been that the stone, one of the stones was by Damma Ben Nesina. Now we have two versions of how much it was valued at, either 600,000 or 800,000. The key was under the head of the father. He didn't disturb his father. Okay, now that's not story number two, by the way. That's a repetition of story number one. It just happens to be that we're given a little bit more detail. Meaning, in the story, the first time we heard the story, we just heard the dollar amount. We didn't hear what the actual commodity was. In this version, so we got to hear what the actual commodity was. L'shana acheres, the following year, Nasan l'akarash baruch hu scharosh anod lo paraduma be'edro, nichnas uchach me'yisrael etzlo, amr lehem yodeh ani b'chem shi'im ani mevekish mikem komamam sheba'olam, atem nosnim li. And so over here now, 1 year later, so a red cow was born in the flock of Damma ben Nesina. The Chachamim came over and said, that's really important to us. It's really valued to us. We'd like to buy the red cow, otherwise known as Paraduma. His response was, I know right now I'm commanding the negotiation. I can ask for whatever I want. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to cap myself. I'm going to only limit myself to the amount of money that I lost 1 year prior. Okay. There we have stories regarding Damma ben Nesina, the past opportunity of selling an item because of the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em, and the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 1 year later. Amar Rabbi Chanina Ma, Misha Eino Mitzvah V'Yosa, Kach, Mitzvah V'Yosa Al Achaz Kama V'Chama. Damar Rabbi Chanina Gadol, Mitzvah V'Yosa, Mi Misha Eino Mitzvah V'Yosa. And now the Gemara makes a general point regarding, hey, look. Look what happens to the person who does the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em, and he's not commanded to do so. Interestingly enough, the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em is not one of the seven mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. Damma ben Nesina was not Jewish. He was not commanded to honor his mother and father, and yet he did so. So what the Gemara is now observing is that imagine the person who is commanded to do a mitzvah is going to be receiving more reward than someone who's not commanded. So if Damma ben Nesina is being rewarded and he's not commanded, imagine the person who is actually commanded. Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa, the person who's commanded is going to be receiving more reward. Why should that be? So there is a lot of approaches. There's a lot of ways to explain it. But here on the daf, I'm just going to quote Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosa. I'm looking at the fourth Tosfos on the Amud. Near the Hainu time of the Misha Mitzvah V'Yosa. Adif Lefisha Doeg. Umitzar Yoser Penyavor Mimi Shemitzovishlo Paspasalo Shimirtsa Yaniach. So Tosos introduces us to the ideas of stress and anxiety. Now, even before Tosos, we all know about stress and anxiety, all part of our daily living. But in other words, but when you are on task to do something and you have to do it and you have to perform, so obviously the stress and anxiety is going to go up. The Torah recognizes that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that, and therefore the mitzvah V'Yosa is going to be rewarded more because he's not volunteering and he can't just simply walk away anytime he wants. we have to do it, and therefore, because performance is demanded, so therefore the stress and anxiety levels are going to be going up. Amar Rav Yosef may reish. So Rav Yosef says, at first, Havamina, I thought Manda Hava Amar Li Alachika Rabbi Yehuda Damar Suma Patam and Amitzus Avina Yamatavala Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, you know, if someone came over to me and said that a Suma is Patam and Amitzus, a blind person is exempt from mitzvahs. There is a general debate in terms of whether or not a blind person is obligated or exempted from mitzvahs. That debate we're not having right now. But in other words, we just simply need to know that is a machlokas. Rav Yosef himself was blind. And so his comment was, is that if someone can tell me that I'm not obligated in mitzvahs, so I'm going to sponsor the next Kiddush the Shabbos. And the reason why, by the way, that's not a literal translation, but it works. It's a working translation. So the reason why is because I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway. I just want to know that I'm doing them, maximizing the benefit of doing the mitzvah. So the halam of kinah v'havid v'avinah, because I'm not commanded, I'm going to do it. In other words, at first he thought that volunteering is better, but then hashda d'shamit lahadam Rabbi Chanina gadam mitzvah v'yosa yosa mimi shena mitzvah v'yosa ad rabba man d'amerli ena lachik Rabbi Yehuda avina yematavla rabbanan. But now I come to learn the rule of Rabbi Chanina gadol mitzvah v'yosa. The one who's commanded is going to be getting more schar. So now Rabbi Yosef says, now I want to hear differently. Now I'd like to hear that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that a blind person is actually obligated in mitzvahs. Because again, I'm going to do the mitzvahs. I want to maximize my reward. And so therefore, if somebody could tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Avina Yamatav LaRabbanan, I will sponsor Kiddush. There's a really long discussion over here in terms of whether or not, if you're not commanded to do a mitzvah, can you make a bracha over that? Tosfos discusses it really briefly over here. And in a number of other places in Shas, a lot of other places in Shas, Tosfos discusses it in much greater detail. We won't discuss it now. On another occasion, maybe we'll discuss it. It just happens to be that we have a lot more Gemara that we have to cover. Anyway, everyone knows the simple, the conclusion. So Sfardim, for mitzvahs that are not obligated, you do not make a bracha. And Ashkenazim, we do make a bracha. That is after a lengthy discussion, that's basically how the parties divide. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Pamachas Hayala Vushirikin Shozahav. The Gemara now is going to be telling us more stories. So now this is going back to Dama Ben Asina. Rav Dimi now tells the following story. So Pamachas Hayala Vushirikin Shozahav. Dama Ben Asina was wearing nice clothing. Right, silk clothing woven with gold. Hayayoshe ben gedole Romi uvat imo karaso. He was sitting amongst the Roman noblemen. Mom comes. Mom tears the clothing. Tafchalo al rosho. Mom slaps him on the head. Yirakalo befanav. Mom spits on him. Velo hichlima. And he didn't embarrass her. Okay, now all these behaviors are really strange by mom. It goes without saying, but it doesn't go without saying. Right, this is an important point, and again, by the way, there's so much to discuss on this topic. We're only going to scratch the surface. Okay, so mom publicly embarrasses his son, and his son doesn't respond, and that's a mitzvah of kibud av aim. What's mom's mental state? So, if you look at Tosfos here, ubat ima v'karaso yesh b'mezur shaisa meturafes midata. So Tosfos says over here that she was not mentally healthy. She was maturah fidash. She was mentally unhealthy. Okay. So from the short Tosfos over here, so there's a lot there's a lot of questions and whatever. We simply don't have the time to go through it. But in other words, is Tosfos saying that because she is mentally unstable, as a result of that, you don't have to respond? Is Tosfos saying that? Has she been mentally healthy and she publicly embarrasses? So then you don't have to take it and you could respond, right? It's meaning Tosfos is clearly trying to make a point, just a little bit unclear in terms of what exactly the point is that Tosfos is driving at. But in other words, right, again, we're not there. We're only given very precious little information, but I think it's fair to say, meaning we could have made the same observation ourselves, meaning she is doing really strange things to her son clearly for the purpose of embarrassing, meaning right? Most healthy people would not do that. Mentally healthy people would not do that. But anyway, but obviously Tosfos is trying to make a point. It definitely requires clarification what exactly it is.
I
raised the question. I know. I know a little bit more than I'm saying, but right, correct. Tini avim ibrei de Rabbi Abahu yesh machal aviv pisyoni and tor dem in olam and yesh matchino berechayim amad beis umivil lechayel amaba. So the Gemara over here says very succinctly that look, you could be doing the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim and get no schar, and not only that, but tor dem in olam, your olam haba is going to be taken away from you, and meanwhile you could be grinding the millstone and. And with that action, so you're going to get Olam Haba. Okay. Gemara over here is unbelievably terse, really succinct, and unclear in terms of what's happening over here. Once again, here I'm going to go through Tosfos because it's just necessary for basic pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. So, Perish Enena Shalav Shemar Lot Sa'ar, Ayin Al Su'daso. So, before we get to the next part of Tosfos. So number one, so you're serving your father, which again is the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. That's kibud. You're serving your father and you're serving him delicacies, right? Pisyoni is pheasant. Okay, good. For me, that would be pargiot. Love it. So anyway, so you're serving your father. So you're doing good, right? No. Meaning, yes, but... If you go in there with star ayin, right? This is clearly the last thing you want to do, and all this is annoying you, and your father's annoying you, and you're going in with that attitude. So then tor dom in olam. So even though you're doing the service, but because of your attitude, you are accomplishing the opposite. Okay, in other words, that's not the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. In fact, you could say opposite. In other words, that is a lack of kibud. Now, what about the next point of the Gemara? We go back to Tosos. And as far as the millstone is concerned, meaning what's happening right now is that your father's involved in backbreaking labor. And you go over and, in other words, well, if you took over from him, that'd be great. But in other words, what can you do? Say comforting things, right? And try to soften a little bit. And give a friendly word, give a smile. In other words, and make him feel good. And although you're doing nothing in terms of service, but with that attitude, with that positive attitude, in other words, then now, Olam Haba, you have to look forward to. Okay, good. So, and Tosfos goes on over there, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, but just to get simple pshat in the Gemara, so that's what the Gemara means. Attitude is extraordinarily important, integral to the mitzvah. We're on the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Abahu Kagon Avimi Bri Ki Mitzvot Kibud. So the Gemara now is going to tell stories regarding not just children but Talmid Chachamim, children who are going to be doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Rabbi Abahu says, "I'm going to give you the example of my son Avimi. So he was mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Cham shebnei samcha v'leil Avimi bechaye Aviv. My son has five boys." And they're all bnei samche. They're all smicha. So my five grandsons are all rabbanim. And ki ava also Rabbi Abahu v'kari abava. Meanwhile, when Reb Avime's father Rabbi Abahu comes and knocks on the door, right vazo patach leva amar yinin. So who's running to the door? So is it going to be the einiklach? Is it going to be any one of the five grandchildren? No, it's going to be the son himself. Why? The mitzvah kibud av v'aim. The son's a big Talmid Chacham. Fantastic. In other words, it doesn't matter. In other words, he's going to do the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. Adamate asam. I'm sorry. Inan adamate asam. And he's calling out to the door. I'm coming. Until he gets to the door. Yumachad amar le'ashkan maya. So one day he was bringing a cup of water to his father. Ad aisele kai ala adi itar. I'm sorry, I skipped two important words. Aisele nimnein gachin. Kai ala adi itar. And so what happened was when he comes back to the water, so what was his father doing in the chair? He fell asleep. So what the son Rav Avime did is that he stood right there, waited for him to wake up. Didn't wake him up, waited for him to wake up. And that is the kind of service, the kind of kibud that he's providing for his father. And so what was he doing while he was waiting? So obviously, he was learning Torah. He was thinking in Torah, he was learning Torah, and siyata deshmaya. And he had divine assistance, divine help. Right? There was a perek in Tehillim that really eluded him in terms of saying simple pshat. And so what he did was, is that he was thinking, and we can also say, I think it's fair to say, that in the zchus of doing the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, so he was given additional siyata deshmaya to understand the perek. Okay, now what exactly bothered him about the perek in Tehillim, and what was his big Einfeld? What exactly did he discover? So over here, I'm not going to go through Tosos, but see Tosos. First Tosos on the Amud goes through what exactly bothered him and what the pshat is that he discovered. We're going to go on. Amalei Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Abai kagon ana ad asinu mei bei Rav Abba madalei kasa v'ima mazgilei hecha I aved. Okay, so now Rav Yaakov bar Avua asks the following dilemma. I'm coming home from yeshiva, and my parents are super excited to see me. In fact, both of them are coming with a cup of water when they see me. And I should be accepting the cup from whom? So this is quite the dilemma. Meaning, the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim requires that you serve them. Okay, so already, we're at a point of oddity in that he's not serving them, they're serving him. Okay, but be that as it may, they want to serve him. So now that they want to serve him, so who should he be accepting the cup from? From mom or from dad? Okay. So Amr Lay. So right. Amr Lay mi imach kabil me avuch lo tekabel tekevim debar Torahu chal shadayte. So the advice he was given over here, advice halacha that he was given over here, is that accept the cup from mom, not from dad. Even though right now, currently, dad is serving you, but he's also a talmid chacham. And he's serving you, he's giving you a cup to drink, you're going to accept the cup. So on one hand, it may please him. On the other hand, there's going to be a part of him that's going to have chalishas das. In other words, he's a talmid chacham, and he meaning emotionally, he's super excited. But then afterwards, it's gonna bother him that a talmid chacham is not just serving a child, but his very own child. It'll bother him, and so therefore, accept it from your mother, not from your father, and. Something along those lines, and the larger point of the Gemara is the following, and we're gonna, I promised, and here we are. In other words, how do you serve your parents? Meaning, how is this kibud av v'aim? And the answer is simple, and we get to say it a couple times over the course of this morning. Meaning, the way they want to be served. Meaning, if by your mother coming to you and offering you a drink and telling you to drink, so accepting that cup of water and drinking is in fact going to be a function of kibud av v'aim. Normally, kibud av v'aim requires that you serve her. We're going to be clear about that point in tomorrow's daf. But meanwhile, if this is what she wants, then you should do it. Now, what if what she wants is really bizarre? Stay tuned. That's coming up.
Why doesn't the father have the same thing?
The father does have the same thing, but there's another aspect. In other words, with the father, there's another consideration. Meaning it is true by the father as well. Agreed, but he's a Bar Torah, he's going to have Chalishas Das. In other words, it's not that to the exclusion of you're going to be making happy. They're both points are true. And so therefore, by the mother, you don't have that consideration. And so therefore, by the mother, it's cleaner, if you will. It'll be easier. More stories regarding the mitzvah of Kibud av v'aim. We are here with Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Tarfon now, his mother wanted to go up to her bed. She had difficulty climbing up to the bed. So he would bend over. She would use him as a footstool, as a small step ladder. And that's how she would get up to her bed. And when coming down from the bed, same thing. He'd bend over and allow himself to be used as a small step ladder. So also become a shabech bei midrasha. So he goes to the base medrash and he is so proud of how he is servicing, how he's doing the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. It bothered me, and I'm happy to report that I saw a note over here that discusses. In other words, he's going to the base medrash to share with everybody how good he is at the mitzvah kibud av v'aim. In other words, humility dictates that you should not be boasting about how good you are with mitzvos. In other words, humility dictates that you should do the mitzvos then, and good. And that's what you're supposed to do. And not brag and not boast. He quotes the Yerushalmi over here in one of the notes, and the Yerushalmi says that, the Yerushalmi's version is that he's not the one who shared this information. It was others that shared it. The Yerushalmi, actually, the way he quotes it, mom shared the information. A proud mother, if you will. I like that. So Amri le adayin lo igat lechatzi kibud. So klum zarka arnaki b'fanecha liyam v'lo hichlimta. And they said to him, you're not even halfway there. So klum zarka arnaki b'fanecha liyam v'lo hichlimta. If she were to take your wallet and throw it into the ocean, and you wouldn't be embarrassed, and you don't say anything, now, that's, in other words, the limits of Kibud Av Va'Em are really, really extensive and far, and you're not even halfway there. Rav Yosef, Yavashama Kol Karadi Ime Amar Eka Mekamishchina Dasya. Rav Yosef, when hearing the steps of his mother, so immediately. Now, by the way, Rav Yosef hearing the steps of his mother. Second time today, we can make the same observation. Rav Yosef was blind. So in other words, he's not seeing his mother coming. So he's hearing his mother coming. But the point is that he says, okay, Shekhinah's coming. Right? And that connects us to what we learned at the beginning of today's daf. The partnership, mother, father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, with the Shekhinah coming, so obviously the correct posture is to stand. I'm Rav Yochanan Asher Mishlo Chaman. Rav Yochanan makes a statement. It's harsh. But it's true. And that is that fortune is the person who does not see his parents, who did not know his parents. Rav Yochanan ki yivraso imo, meis aviv, yilato meisa imo. Rav Yochanan was an orphan, and his father died after he impregnated the mother. And so therefore he never met the father, and even the mother died at childbirth. So he didn't know his mother as well. And v'chein Abaye, and the same thing is true regarding Abaye as well. Meaning, so they were orphans, right? Not to take me out of context, but they were maximum orphans, right? Right, on both sides. So, and Rabbi Yochanan has really a positive spin. Hard to imagine, but Rabbi Yochanan says it, right? Ashrei Mishlo Chaman, meaning fortunate. The mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em is such a difficult mitzvah, and so there's a lot of upside, but there's also a lot of downside. And so therefore, if you're spared from that challenge, okay. So Iniv Amar Abai Amar Leim. So Aimar Venisa Havai. Abai quotes his mother how many times? Right. I don't have a number for today. So my stats team was down. Anyway, but we all know. We Baruch Hashem. We've gone through a lot of daf together, and it's a lot of times that he quotes his mother. It's not his mother. It's his foster mother. Now, every time we say Abaye quotes his mother, so I tell you, it's not his mother. How do I know that? Today's daf. Okay. Ravasi, Avale Aima Zekena. So Ravasi has a mother, and she is old. Amrle Be'ina Tachshitin. So she says to her son, okay, no, I want jewelry. So Amrla so Avala. Okay, fine. No problem at all. He goes to the store, gets her some jewelry. Good. So Be'ina Gavra. So she says, I love a husband. Apparently, at that point in time, she was widowed or divorced, whatever. So she says, I want a husband. So he says, okay, nine lach. Great. What's it called? I'll call the shadchan. good. So bina gavra deshapir kavasech. So she says to her son, I want somebody beautiful like you. Okay. Shafka va'azol la'ar d'Yisrael. So at that point in time now, he flees. He flees the premises. He goes to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Look, a couple tough points in today's daf. Okay, this one's a little bit tough. It's a little bit rough. Okay, at that point in time, he now realizes that his mother's suffering from serious mental challenges, and he's not going to succeed. He knows it. And so therefore, what he does is that he decides, you know what? I've been thinking Aliyah all these years. Okay.
Run away.
Now's a good time. In other words, I'll do the mitzvah of Aliyah, and on top of that, I'll be spared from these challenges, which I know I'm not going to be successful in. Okay. So, Shamadika Azla Abasrei. So now, Ravasi, right, years, I don't know how much later, right? Days later, weeks later, years later, I don't know. But in other words, sometime later. Okay, there we go. So now, Ravasi's in Eretz Yisrael, and he hears that his mother's following him. His mother's coming. Okay. It's tough. The whole story's tough. So also coming to Rav Yochanan, Amar Le'malot says Me'arz L'chutz Aretz. So now he turns to Rav Yochanan, and he says, Can I leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Aretz? So Amar Le Aser. He says, What are you kidding me? Living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Obviously, the irony of me saying this and not living in Eretz Yisrael, but living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. And now you're in Eretz Yisrael, and now you want to leave Eretz Yisrael? No, you can't do that. So, likras imamahu. But wait. Let me give you some more information. I'm not just leaving Eretz Yisrael, but in other words, I want to greet my mother. In other words, I heard she's coming, and I don't want to just simply wait here. In other words, I want to go out and greet her. Okay, so now I got the tension of I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael is an Aveira. On the other hand, I'm doing so for the purposes of the mitzvah of Kibud Aim. Okay. Eini Yodea. So you talk about honesty. So so Rav Yochanan's response is, I don't know. Okay, good question. So now it's fair for me to say it, by the way. In other words, when we're going through the daf and we're learning a little Gemara together, and so it's fair for me to say, I don't know. But in other words, he was asking a practical question. But he didn't know. And so, okay, he didn't know. Asrach Porta. So what he did is he waited a little bit. Hadar Asa. And he asked Rav Yochanan now a second time. Okay. Maybe Rav Yochanan thought about it some more. Whatever. So Amar Lei, Asi Nisrasis Latseis Makim Yachzerich L'Shalom. So Rav Yochanan says, look, I don't know, but I can clearly see that you want to go. So what I'm going to tell you is, good, go, gezunt. And Hamakim Yachzerich L'Shalom. And what Akash Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to bring you back. L'shalom and peace. So Asa coming to Rabbi Lazar. Now Rav Asi walks out of Rav Yochanan's office and he's a little bit confused. Was Rav Yochanan allowing me to go? Alternatively, he had enough with me. He didn't know. So what he did is basically he debriefed together with Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Lei Chas V'Shalom Doma Mirtach Ratach. So now, was Rav Yochanan angry with me? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Lezer says to Rav Asi, my Amar Lach. Well, let me hear the whole story. And let me hear what he said to you. So Amar Lei, Amakim Yachzerich L'Shalom. Well, and he quoted Rav Yochanan. Amar Lei, Im Isa Derasach Lohava Mavarich Lach. And so Rabbi Lezer said, oh, he gave you a bracha. He's not upset with you. He's not going to be upset with you and give you a bracha. That's not how brachas work. You give a bracha when you're happy. Right? Reference Kohanim and Duchanim. And they have to be Besimcha. And so he wasn't unhappy with you. Here's one bit of information that Rav Asi did not know. Mom was coming, but mom was not alive. He didn't know that. In other words, when first reported, the reporting was just simply, mom's coming. But then he was given an important detail, which is, she died, and the Aron of mom is coming. He didn't know. So, Iyadei lo nafke. And he says, and if I would have known that, lo nafke, I wouldn't have left. And it sounds like from the Gemara over here, in other words, that once mom is dead, there's no longer a mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Now, this is where we're going to stop for today. Tomorrow, we're going to open up with, there's a mitzvah of Kibud Avim even after your parents die. Right. Okay. So, the conclusion that there's no mitzvah of Kibud Avim, that's not a correct conclusion. But clearly now, the level of Kibud Avim now diminishes post-mortem. And so therefore, Rav Asi realizes, for that, I wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's probably the correct shot in the Gemara.
There's another point here that he was leaving Eretz Yisrael, but he wasn't going to live outside, just going to get him and come back. Is this saying you can't even leave Eretz Yisrael?
What a really excellent point.
Outstanding
point. Right, just to repeat Marty's question, Marty wants to know, in other words, he wasn't leaving to leave, he was leaving just to greet her and then come back. So, in other words, right. So it's not the same. So it happens to be he and one of the notes he raises your question, right? Let's leave it off as it's a good question. It's a really good question. Okay, we're gonna stop over here in terms of a review. It's a hard daf to review. In other words, basically the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Okay, sorry. That's it.